Fortune magazine has announced its list of the best 100 companies to work for. The company at the top of that list is not Microsoft or Disney or any nationally known firm. It's a privately owned regional grocery chain that has worked for decades to keep employees happy. Wegmans is known for its unique atmosphere as well as for its unusual business plan. Deanna Garcia of member station WXXI reports from Rochester, New York.
Wegmans is not a typical grocery store. Its flagship store in Pittsford, New York is roughly the size of a Sam's Club. The feel is more like a European open-air market than a grocery store, complete with an authentic French pastry shop. The chairman of the privately owned company is 86-year-old Robert Wegman. Yesterday, a crowd of Wegmans employees filled the corporate office's main hall to hear what he had to say.
I look back when I came back from the Marine Corps in 1945, and I went to my uncle, who was running the company at that time, and I said, I'd like to go to work for you. He said, don't come in the grocery business. It's the worst business in the world. You know, he was right.
Wegman became president of the company in 1950. He says the grocery business was much different back then. It was one of the lowest paying industries in the United States, and there were no benefits offered. He says it was difficult to survive on what he made in the beginning. More than 54 years later, Wegman says being named the number one business to work for is a culmination of his life's work.
I have always enjoyed working with our employees. I call them my friends, and I still do. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to keep on doing this. If I hadn't lived this long, I never would have gotten this recognition.
Wegman's motto is, employees first, customers second. The rationale they offer is if their employees are happy, the customers will be too. Employees get more than paychecks from Wegmans. Until recently, they didn't pay anything for health insurance, and a college scholarship program has provided more than $54 million in scholarships. Steve O'Malley has been working at Wegmans for two decades.
When I first started when I was 16, I got a scholarship with Wegmans, and the opportunities they give employees is just amazing. I've been most of my career in produce, been all over the country on different trips and stuff. There's a lot of educational opportunities, and it allows me to come back and share with fellow employees and then our customers.
Fortune magazine has been compiling the top 100 companies to work for list since 1998. Wegmans has been on that list every year since, but this is the first time it's been named number one. For NPR News, I'm Deanna Garcia.